everyone. Welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool in store for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the secret thumbnail A-B testing method for 2026. I can't wait to hear about this, right? It's such a hot topic right now. A lot of creators are struggling to get views, even when their content is top-notch. It's often the thumbnail that's to blame. Oh, for sure. You put all that effort into editing, and then it just falls flatly as this thumbnail. A-B testing you're talking about. Great question. In 2026, A-B testing for thumbnails is all about comparing different designs to see which one gets the best engagement. You can actually test up to 3 thumbnails at once now, which is a game changer. 3? Wow. I remember when it was just A versus B. So how does that work? So you can upload a video with 3 different thumbnails and titles, and YouTube's algorithm shows these variations to different segments of your audience. The data you gather from this will help you understand what resonates most. That's really interesting. But what do people usually get wrong when they try this? Most people just throw up 3 random images and hope for the best. But that's not effective. You need to focus on specific variables, like just changing the text or the main image, so you can pinpoint what works. Oh, I see. So it's like trying to fix a car engine by only changing one part at a time. If you swap everything at once, you won't know what the problem was. Exactly. And with YouTube's 2026 algorithm, it's more critical than ever. It processes a mind-blowing 80 billion signals a day. The key metric now is viewer satisfaction, not just click-through rates. Right. So if the thumbnail promises something the video doesn't deliver, the AI picks up on that, which can really hurt views, right? Exactly. I've seen channels lose 30% of their views just because their thumbnail was misleading, even if it got a lot of clicks initially. Wow, that's harsh. So how should creators approach thumbnail design, especially since a lot of views come from mobile devices? Great point. Did you know 70% of YouTube views happen on mobile? When designing, keep in mind that most viewers will be looking at small screens. That's huge. So how can you make sure your thumbnails stand out on mobile? Alex, stick to the standard 1280 by 720 pixels and focus on high contrast and large text. Thumbnails with human faces showing strong emotions can boost click-through rates by 20 to 30%. So it's all about making that face really big and emotional, huh? That's a fun tip. Totally. And keep the text bold and short, 3 or 4 words max. It should be easy to read at a glance. Got it. Now, you mentioned a shorts-first testing method earlier. Can you elaborate on that? Absolutely. YouTube, shorts are getting about 200 billion views daily, and the stakes are lower for them. If a short flops, it disappears within 24 hours, so there's less risk involved. That's smart. So, how do you use that to help your long-form videos? What you can do is create shorts using your 3 best thumbnail concepts for an upcoming long-form video. Test those out to see which gets the best engagement. The data you collect can significantly uplift the performance of your long-form video. Wow, that's like test driving a car before you buy it. Why wouldn't anyone do that? Exactly. It's such a straightforward way to ensure you're making informed decisions. And then there are best practices for running these. A-B tests. Like what? Make sure to run the tests for at least 3 to 14 days or until you hit 1,000 impressions. You need a statistically significant sample size to draw reliable conclusions. Gotcha. So don't just end it after a day if one thumbnail is slightly ahead. Exactly. Audiences can behave differently on different days, so patience is key. So to wrap up, what's the bottom line here? The bottom line is that the days of guessing are over. Use the data, test your thumbnails, and don't be afraid to experiment. That small increase in CTR could be the difference between a couple of hundred views and thousands. I love it. This has been so insightful, and I can't wait to see how our listeners put this into action. Me too. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.